In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are now on the final week, expecting soon our dear Jesus to be born on Christmas. And one of the signs in the liturgy that we are getting nearer and nearer to Christmas are the O antiphons. And I'll explain soon what the O antiphons are, but first a little review. What is an antiphon? You might remember, children, that on very big feasts, like St. Gertrude's feast, we sing Vespers here in this church. An antiphon is that little section of a psalm or other part of Bible which is repeated before and after each psalm. And an antiphon is also said or sung before and after the Magnificat. Yesterday, the church entered into those 7 days which precede Christmas Eve. Now the ordinary of the Advent time becomes a little bit more solemn. And every day to mark this solemnity, at Vespers is sung a solemn antiphon consisting of a fervent prayer we say to the Messiah, namely Jesus, who is about to be born. And we address Jesus by one each day by one of the titles given him in the Bible. These 7 greater antiphons are commonly called the O antiphons because they all begin with that exclamation. The Latin students know that the case in which these antiphons are is called vocative, the case of exclamation or calling, and in the English language we often exclaim come forward this exclamation by O. These O antiphons are sung at the Magnificat to show us that the Savior whom we expect is soon to be born, is come to us by Mary. Mary was is the mother of God, and it is her son we are expecting to be born and whom we address every day by the different messianic title. So these 7 greater O antiphons are numbered 7, but during the Middle Ages 2 more antiphons were added to these 7. We do not use them anymore in our church, but one of them was for the angel of the Annunciation, namely, O Gabriel. And the other one was for Our Lady. And today's feast, the expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, sometimes goes under the name of Our Lady of O, on account of the Magnificat antiphon of that feast's offers. And the title of this Our Lady's O antiphon, so to speak, is O Virgo Virginum, namely, O Virgin of Virgins. It goes like this: O Virgin of Virgins, how shall this be? For never was there one like thee, nor will there ever be. Ye daughters of Jerusalem, why look ye wondering at me? What ye behold is a divine mystery. This feast of the expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary was kept very devoutly for centuries by the Catholics in Spain. During these greater antiphon, O antiphon days, a high mass was sung at a very early hour each morning, and all women who were expecting a baby, whether they were rich or poor, they considered it their duty to assist thee so that they could honor Our Lady's motherhood and also to ask her protection to themselves and their babies. Dear children, the time of Jesus' birth is fast approaching, And these greater O antiphons tell us and announce us that it is almost time. Each day during the preparation for Christmas, the choir will sing these O antiphons, and they are truly a majestic exclamation how great our dear Jesus is, and how great wonders, and how in great necessity the world is of him. We should, as Catholics, be prepared for the coming of our Messiah, the coming of our King. So oftentimes people, they prepare for Christmas just by doing decoration or shopping gifts for themselves or to others, and making every effort that the house is spotless, that the invitations have been sent, and that everything is prepared for the coming of the feast. But we should not be ready just for the feast. We should be ready for Jesus as well. Through these 7 days, the 7 antiphons, our church wants to prepare us to receive this little child, so that we do not prepare just our homes, but that we prepare our souls as well. We need to do preparation by doing sacrifices. This week's Ember Days are an occasion for us to do sacrifices and penance. But the time is truly very near. So children, when you expect our Lord to be born, make a good resolution to receive him with pure soul and with pure heart. When the time is finally there, really only in a week away, then your feast of Jesus' birth will truly be joyous. It will be joyful and happy, just like Our Lady, who so much expected her son to be born, and when that hour finally came, there was no limit in her happiness, because she was full of grace. The more, the better we prepare our souls in the coming birth of our Savior, the greater will be our happiness as well. It will be so great already on this earth, but even greater and the most perfect it will be in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.